E. Peer mediation, a life-changing experience. It can be difficult to find a way out of conflicts at school. Kelsey and Anaïs live in the USA, and they were helped by peer mediation. Read about this amazing method, which works. Anaïs, 18, peer mediator. In my sophomore year, I had a conflict with a couple of girls that I thought were my friends. There was a lot of bullying, and I felt really left out and alone. I made some poor decisions, and I had no support from my friends. I was depressed, and I didn't want to go to school. Then the father of a friend of mine suggested that we see Mike, the school psychologist. He's an expert on mediation. At first, we didn't want to talk about our problems. I didn't want to share with the girls how I felt. But in the mediation, we talked about how we were feeling, and everybody had a chance to share. Instead of talking about each other, we now talk together about things that bother us. That is so much better. I decided that I wanted to become a mediator myself after that. One of the girls I had been in conflict with, Kelsey, has also become a mediator. Recently, we mediated in a conflict together. That's when we understood how far we had come. Mock mediation. A mock mediation is a role play about a conflict between two students. New mediators learn the mediation process step by step. Kelsey, 17, peer mediator. I got involved in peer mediation in my junior year. We were a group of friends who had some disagreements and we couldn't solve them. I was caught in the middle. We needed help, so we had a session with our peer mediation club advisor. When we first started, I didn't think it would work, and I thought our problems were too difficult to solve. We talked for 45 minutes, and everyone felt a lot better. We weren't close friends again, but we could at least say hi to each other in the hallway. After this, I thought, wow, I would really like to mediate between people. I have learnt how to express my feelings. I find it so much easier to talk to people. We don't ask any specific questions. We let each person speak and say what happened and how they feel about it. Each person has the chance to share their story. It's important to use I feel messages, as it helps you to calm down. You don't say, she copied me. You say, I felt really upset when I noticed her do this to me. To find a solution, we ask the people involved what they can do to solve the problem. Sometimes kids don't want to. Maybe they feel very angry and hurt. We help them to find a solution they can accept. Then we ask them to tell their friends that the conflict has been solved. We don't want them to tell their friends exactly what happened. It will just spread all over school and rumours will start. We also congratulate the students because it's not easy to share. It's a boost to know that they did something very helpful and are able to move on. 5 ground rules. 1. The two parties want to solve the problem by mediation. 2. There is to be no name-calling. 3. Do not interrupt the mediator. 4. The students speak directly to the mediator and not to the other students. 5. What is said in the room stays in the room. Jonathan, 17, peer mediator. Our peer mediation club visits schools and talks to young kids about bullying. It's easier to bully people now because of the social media and cell phones. Words can really hurt. Emotional bullying is much worse than physical bullying. It hurts so much more. What you do has an effect on the people around you. Smile at someone and they smile back, whereas a bad comment could send him or her over the edge. You have no right at all to judge anybody. I wish people would stop this verbal violence. The way I see it, peer mediation is a life-changing experience.